I'm Dylan Stokesbury for Local Exposure. Today I wanted to share my thoughts on a children's book that came out earlier this year, Darcy the Drummer by Jeremy Bridgman. Jeremy Bridgman was always interested in playing the drums as a child, but it wasn't until he reached middle school that he actually had the opportunity to learn about the instrument. His involvement in public junior high and high school band classes nurtured his love for music, and he's gone on to play the drums in several music groups, run his own music production company, and raise four musically inclined children. Today, many of the music programs like the one Bridgman was involved in as a teen have seen their funding cut or have been eliminated completely. The love for creating music remains as strong as ever, but the access children have to learning about music is dwindling by the minute. It is this societal neglect towards music education that helped inspire Bridgman to write Darcy the Drummer. Darcy the Drummer is about the importance of children engaging their interests. It's a picture book for children ages 4 through 9, but it also teaches adults a valuable lesson about the importance of investing into the youth. The book follows a second grade girl named Darcy on her path of pursuing her passion and highlights how impactful her environment is on her development as a drummer. We're introduced to Darcy as she's banging away on pots and pans with spatulas and spoons at all hours of the day. She never understood why she loved to drum so much, but there was a rhythm inside of her that she just couldn't help but embrace. Darcy's little brother Danny didn't care much for her drumming. He'd slam the door to his room or he'd run outside whenever Darcy began to make noise. Sometimes Danny would get so angry that he would yell at Darcy and tell her that she was the worst drummer he had ever heard. Hearing that hit Darcy hard and made her question if she was really meant to make music. Luckily for Darcy, her parents were proud of her passion, despite how loud it was for the rest of the house. They encouraged her to keep at it and taught her about legendary drummers like Sheila E., Neil Peart, Karen Carpenter, and Ringo Starr, and told her that all of the greats had to practice to become great at their craft, and there was no shame in working to get better. As we follow Darcy on her path of pursuing her passion, these interactions with the external forces around her are vital to the culmination of her journey. There are many parents who would see their child banging away on pots and pans and think it was a nuisance that required correction and discipline, much like Darcy's little brother did. But her parents saw the bigger picture and would go on to support her by signing her up for drumming lessons. Darcy is elated about her drum lessons and can't wait to use an actual drum set for the first time. As Darcy begins her first lesson, her emotions slowly shift from excitement to confusion and finally to fear. She's intimidated by the large drum set, intimidated by all the terminology she learned from her teacher, and she realizes she doesn't have the necessary equipment to practice at home. All of this combined with the insult she recalls from her brother Danny cast a cloud of doubt over her head, causing Darcy to wonder if drumming is really her true calling. The whirlwind of emotions Darcy is facing at this point in the book is something all of us can relate to when we were kids. This is the moment we realize that an activity we fantasized about doing comes with a lot less amusement and a lot more hard work than we expected. Darcy returns home to the surprise of her mother greeting her at the door with a brand new pair of drumsticks, a metronome, and a drum pad to practice on. This immediately brightens Darcy's mood and her faith in her purpose is restored. This confluence of events helps hammer home author Jeremy Bridgman's larger lesson for adult readers. Passion without the access to knowledge is merely a flame waiting to be quenched. Not only do parental figures need to be emotionally supportive of their children's passions, but they also need to do their due diligence and learn about the activities their children are pursuing so that they can provide their children with the tools necessary to succeed. Darcy was provided with those tools, and her outlook changed for the better as a result. When children are pursuing their passions, there can be so many different roadblocks they face along the way. Kids are extremely sensitive to negative influences around them, whether it be an adult discouraging them, or even a mean classmate or sibling. Jeremy Bridgman's Darcy the Drummer shows the importance of fostering an environment where kids can overcome these roadblocks and maintain their confidence. Every child has the capacity for greatness within them, and it is up to us to be cognizant of that potential and provide them with everything necessary to meet that potential. For Local Exposure, I'm Dylan Stokesbury.